To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Blue and Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
All right. Good morning. You just heard a song by L7. They are reuniting, and I thought I'd play a track by them, requested by my pal Derek. I apologize for the poor quality of that track. I was not aware that I was clicking on a live performance of it. So that was L7 performing Cat of Nine Tails at UCLA in 1991. Pretty cool. I'm sure it sounded way better at that show. Yeah, you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Nelly, and this is my show called The Cat's Pajamas. I will be with you for the next hour. Good show for you today. I wasn't here last week, so I have a lot of stuff that I didn't get to play, so, I'm gonna just get right to it. There's some great shows happening this weekend, so this next set I'm gonna play will all be bands that are playing at the Fox on Saturday night. Freak Heat Waves, a band from Victoria, just released a stellar album called Bonnie's State of Mind, and they are having their release show at the Fox, along with, it's a stacked bill, lots of good bands playing. Woolworm is going to be there, Wet Face. Yeah, I'll give you more info on that at the next break, but I'm going to play the track Dig a Hole off of their brand new album. Here we go.
Older than the world. This is the way.
All right, welcome back. You just heard a track by Wetface. That was called New Love. Wetface will be opening for Freak Heat Waves at the Fox on Saturday. It is their release show. It's going to be great. Along with Wetface, Data Plan, who I played before with a track off their new album, along with Woolworm and tons of DJs. And then at the top of the set, you heard Freak Heat Waves with the track Dig a Hole. Yeah, Bonnie State of Mind. Great new album. Up next, I'm going to play an artist that I've been listening to a lot this week, H. Hawkline. I hadn't heard of him before, but I found out about him because Kate LeBon, a great musician from Wales, she produced this album, and it sounds a lot like her last album called Mug Museum. Like, in not like super close, but definitely you can hear her influence in this new album. It's called The Pink of Condition, and I had a hard time choosing a song because I've just been listening to it like on repeat, and I couldn't differentiate like which song I should play. So I think I'm just gonna go with this track called Everybody's on the Line. So here we go. This is Everybody's on the Line by H. Hawkline. And it won't load. All right. I'm going to play a PSA and then I will be back. Oh, here we go. There we go. All right. Enjoy.
A lady of such a sound mind, the first to settle her that's dead on time. When it comes to condition, she's in the pink of condition. Far enough's not half as far. Slip between the objects in her room. 40 young Picassos.
She's a body bag and she's wearing. Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 25th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 1 p.m. to listen to our feature seminar. For more information, check out the website studyandgoabroad.com.
This is your captain speaking. Your next destination is...
Swedish death metal legends In Flames bring their siren charms to Vancouver this March 9th at the Vogue Theater. Over 2 million records sold, In Flames have been innovators for 25 years. Featuring openers All That Remains and Woven War, In Flames play this March 9th at the Vogue Theater. Tickets are available online at unionevents.com, northerntickets.com, Scrape Records, and the Vogue Theater box office.
You don't leave me no choice. Oh, you.
Hello again. My name is Nelly, and you are tuned in to The Cat's Pajamas on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. You just heard a track by Moss Lime called Ice Cream Sandwiches, which is off of their EP called July 1st. That was off of Fixture Records. Great EP. Great band. Before that, you heard the Teetahs, who are a band from Edmonton. That album was from last year, actually. I didn't discover it until recently, though. Rennie Wilson is in that band, along with Jessica Jalbert, who is also doing a project called Faith Healer right now. And, yeah, the track by the Teetahs that you heard was called I Wish That I, off of their album Buzzkill. And then you heard Jessica Jalbert covering The Replacements with the track Swingin' Party. Yes, up next I'm going to play a fantastic new track by the fantastic Courtney Barnett. She released a fantastic album last year called The Sea of Split Peas, and she is at it again with this track called Pedestrian at Best. So I'm going to play that for you all. Here we go.
I'm trying my very best, I guess. Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes from the Vancouver Underground and beyond, connected through a different theme each week. Join me, your host Shay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for a groovy musical experience.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig.
Breaking news, Shindig 31 comes to a conclusion.
For over 30 years, the Shindig Finals have offered some of Vancouver's best local bands great prizes and the chance to become champions. Shindig 31 will come to its conclusion this Friday, February 6th at the Hindenburg.
Experience.
Extra planetary experiential beat jazz.
Skim milk.
Fusion, duality, rock technique.
Steel Creek murder.
The hunger and freshness of youth.
Give me that feng shui. I just want some of that feng shui.
So come out to the Hindenburg this Friday, February 6th. Bring your best formal wear and be a part of Shindig history.
Oh, baby girl, lay it down for me.
All right. Yes, Shindig. Shindig is finishing tonight at the Hindenburg. Don't miss it. Great round of Shindig this year. Loved the change of location. Definitely a good idea. You should all come down, wear your fancy clothes. Don't have a chance to wear formal wear to many local bands' performances, so you got to take advantage. Before that PSA, you heard a band called The Saffrons with the track Isis, which is a track off of a compilation cassette released by Poncho Records, which is based in Halifax, I believe. And before that, you heard Courtney Barnett's new single, Pedestrian at Best, and that will be off of a forthcoming album called Sometimes I Sit and Think, Other Times, and Sometimes I Just Sit, yes. All right, so that is it for the show today. Stay tuned to CITR. Dave Radio is up next, and I will leave you with a track by Girlpool, probably one of my favorite bands lately. They just released a single called Chinatown, and they are releasing an album in March. So here we go. I'll see you next week.
Looking